Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm at Greenbuild, second day of the show in Boston, and I'm with James Connolly, the Vice President of Products and Strategic Growth with the Living Future Institute. James, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I met you in Chicago at Neocon, and you were in the Mohawk space. You were there because they had just won a Neocon Gold with their lichen product, which is certified by your institution. I also know that their Light Lab design facility in Dalton is a Living Building Challenge certified location, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they were one of the first companies to really think about, if they're going to build a new building, why doesn't that building reflect the same values that they're integrating into their product sustainability standards? And so that's why they chose LBC, because they've been working with us on achieving the Red List and now on the Living Product Challenge. So they wanted their design studio to represent those same values.
So just why don't we step back and why don't you tell my listeners exactly who Living Future Institute is?
Sure. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And I think the easiest way to describe it is we're a sustainability think tank that's trying to create future models in buildings, in communities, and in manufacturing where society can actually exist in harmony with the natural world. So our flagship program is the Living Building Challenge. A living building is a building that functions like nature. It captures sunlight to power all of its needs, so it's net positive energy, it's net positive water, exists within the water balance of its site, and then it's made completely free of Red List chemicals, which is our list of 22 worst-in-class chemicals in the built environment. So we kind of have taken the Living Building Challenge, scaled it up to the Living Community Challenge, and then scaled it down in a way, but maybe broader across supply chains with the Living Product Challenge.
One question I've got to ask, because I'm curious, you know, your certification for both buildings and products, you know, what's the economic model? I mean, obviously, you've got staff of people, you've got websites, you've got a lot of documentation. So where does the revenue come in?
Sure. Specifically, the Living Product Challenge program is a grant-funded program from a large foundation based in New York. And we do receive a significant amount of grant funding to support our work overall. We also do earn some revenue off the certification process itself, and we do take support from both individuals and corporate donors. So we have a bit of a diverse revenue mix, I would say, which allows us to keep the certification price down as much as possible, and the grant funding allows us to be really innovative, to put new ideas out in the world that maybe aren't going to make money right away, but we know are important and are important for changing the industry.
So if you're wanting to build a building or you want to certify a product, and, you know, I'm here at Greenbuild, I look around, I think there's 26 different certification bodies out here. I mean, there's LEED, there's WELL, there's BREEAM. How do you sort through it all and pick the right one?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm biased, so I think you should pick ours, Kent. But what I would say is where we exist, the space in which we exist as a certification system is really driving the very front end of the market. Can you create a building that is actually making a positive impact? Can you create a product that through its very creation is generating net positive or regenerative impacts? So our program is really out in front, pushing the leaders, creating catalyst opportunities that change the mind of people in the industry. And that actually helps all the other certifications in the ecosystem begin to advance and move forward. So that's really the niche we feel. We're really the most advanced, the most aggressive, the most rigorous and aspirational certification program out here.
But you're also doing some crosswalk work as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make it straightforward so that somebody understands what it takes to go from LEED to Living Building Challenge. And in fact, we have lots of projects that pursue both. We also work to align our materials requirements. So Living Buildings will certainly buy products that are Living Product Challenge certified, but we also are working to integrate that program and the DECLARE program into LEED, V4, into WELL, and other green building certifications internationally, basically making it an easy button for manufacturers. If you do this, then you're going to meet all these program requirements.
I started out talking about Mohawk just as an example because, you know, I know you've been working with them. What other flooring companies are you working with?
We work with pretty much all the flooring companies at this point. And if they don't have a Declare label, it's probably in process, which is pretty exciting, I would say. Flooring has been a category that's really been a leader in transparency. We have a pretty big pipeline of Living Product Challenge certifications that we're going to be announcing at NeoCon, assume everything goes well and they meet the requirements. So, flooring's been exciting for us to work with as an industry, and we think it's really leading the market.
I know, for instance, that with Cradle to Cradle, if you make a vinyl product, you can't get that certification. But that's not the case with Declare, right?
Yeah, so in Declare, it's just a transparency platform. So we want to shine a light on what was the biggest problem in the industry. If you look back 5 years ago, nobody knew what was in products. So as a consumer, you didn't know how to buy a healthier product. So you can participate in Declare as long as you're willing to be honest and transparent. You don't meet the higher levels of the certification, and you can't be used on a Living Building Challenge project unless you're Red List compliant or Red List free. But we think it's important to reward manufacturers for being transparent.
Now, I know there is something called petal. Explain what the petals are.
Sure. So to kind of continue the metaphor of a flower for living buildings, we divide our program up into various performance areas or categories. We call these petals. So you could think of them just like categories: water, energy, health and happiness, materials, equity, and beauty. And that's sort of a comprehensive and holistic approach to sustainability. And you can actually certify if you meet one of the challenging petals and two others. And so those would be energy, water, or materials. And that's the same for Living Building Challenge as Living Product Challenge.
So you teased me a minute ago, you've got some exciting things going on at NeoCon, and I've just got to wait and find out what that is, huh?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you, Ken. But, you know, one of the cool things about the Living Product Challenge is a lot of companies are using it to launch new, brand new chemistries, new designs, new innovative products on the market. And so we got some Skunk Works projects that are behind the scenes with quite a few different flooring companies, and we're really excited about what we're going to be announcing at NeoCon.
All right, well, I'll be there, and I can't wait to see it. It's great to talk to you again. Been talking to James Connolly, the Vice President of Products and Strategic Growth with Living Future Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.